if you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
So sad. Okay, just to play some music.
Hello, everybody. I have pressed the button on the timer, and for the next 56 minutes, you will be tuned into Beneath Everything with Ronnie Rucker. That's me. Tonight, I'm going to get really drunk and fucking try to play music picked by you. The way you participated in the show is quite easy, and we'll explain that to you later. Last week, if you tuned in, you would know that we are in the new studio. If you tuned in and heard the audio last time, you would think, wow, nothing has changed. It still sounds like you're in a fucking box. I am still in a fucking box, an empty box. And the acoustics is fucking not too awesome. I don't give a fuck, because the aircon feels really nice and the beer tastes really good. Tonight's show is not brought to you by Deschutes Twilight Summer Ale, but today's fucking drunkenness is. You're Beneath Everything. I'm Ronnie Rucker. Thanks for tuning in. Before we get into music picked by you there, I want to tell you a few things. We are in the new studio. It's almost complete. The DC trip that we were talking about a little while ago has been officially canceled. So if you're in DC waiting to see me, you're out of luck. 2013 is looking to fucking be a good one. We've got a lot of new and exciting things coming around the corner. Next week we do have Pool Party, a punk rock band out of Miami on, a band called Beekeeper, Black Jacket after that, Silver Club, No Monster Club, and a whole bunch more. I've got like a grip of interviews to do if I can this week and the next. Should be a good fun. There is a drinking portion of the game if you would like to play this game. If at any point of the show I or a guest use a word that you deem profane, you drink. If at any point you just want to drink, you can drink because fucking rules aren't meant to be broken. And if you tuned in last week, we're sticking with the old school. If you get Montel Jordan's fucking hit. What song is this?
This is how we do it.
All right, motherfuckers, let's get into music. Remember, you're beneath everything. Where the views always are. This is your music picked by you. Let's get into this. Charlie XX. Blah, 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 blah. Enjoy.
Beneath Everything is not recorded in front of a live audience. Get over it.
Sun, my heart will melt away. In the night with you twist.
tweeting again and reading shit. God damn it. BeneathEverything.com is where you're going to want to go to get that track or any other track to play into your life. Well, actually get you on your journey to get that into your life. Thanks for tuning in. You are Beneath Everything. I'm Ronnie Rucker. I'm going to try to say fuck as many times as I can tonight. So I thought I would just go say fuck, 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 fuck. That's a few of them. I've got more to come. If you're a Twitter person, follow us on Twitter. That's at Beneath Radio, etc., etc. Yes. Okay. I want to update before we update you with some stuff before we get into more music that's been picked by you. We have turned in all the required forms to be greenlit for another year of TV shows. We have been unofficially told that this it's a given that we're going to get our time slot, etc., to be re-upped for another year. I don't want to necessarily jump the gun, but I'm going to say, yeah, one more year on TV for us. Those of you listening to the podcast right now, I guess you can disregard that unless you're watching the archive or watching it on TV when it streams. I appreciate it. We're really excited about it. We've also been told that possibly we'll be moving to a statewide, possibly might be giving that opportunity to be statewide, which is a big move for us, I think. Mark the intern thinks it's really cool, right? Right? Can you get the laundry out of the fucking machine, dude? You know how I don't like it sitting in the machine. Can you do that for me? Thanks, bro. Yeah. Anyways, the music's picked by you. If you want to let us know what you want to hear, you head over to our blog. That's beneatheverything.com. And we put it on the list. We shake up the list. We pull out what happens. And bam, here's our fucking thing. If you want to be on the show, yada, 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 it's all there on the blog. This week, we do have a band on the show, a band out of San Francisco, a band called Future Twin. Amazing band. Their sound is quite unique. I'm really excited about them. I'm really into them right now. That's kind of what's been rotating in my you know, world. We talked about some good stuff. Unfortunately, we're unable to play the whole interview during the show because there would be no show. It would just be an interview. So that will be available on our blog after the show. We have given you some highlights of it, though. So here we go. This is the Black Lips with their track Nakahoma. We've got the interviews with Future Twin and a whole lot more. Thanks for tuning in.
Lonely TV sitting in the sky, dancing circles on a summer night. Shouldn't have been at his expense. Trucking more peanuts at a broken man. He'll keep waving tomahawk in hand. His headdress is a flower. He ain't no stinking coward. I wish it other people could see.
Hey everybody, it's another interview, one of those interviews where you all told me who to talk to. Today we have Future Twin on the show. Really excited about this because we get to like finish, complete the circle. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right on. So you guys are from San Francisco?
We are currently sitting in a cabin in the backyard, the woods of San Francisco.
The urban wild.
Cool. I saw you guys refer yourselves as Farmageddon. rock and roll. Explain that to me. I'm always tripped out about genres because I'm like a rock and roll kind of cat. And really, a lot of times I just think it's all kind of rock and roll. And it just gets split up into a million things. What is Farmageddon?
You want to take this one?
Well, that's basically a term that we coined that sort of...
Well, there is a movie called Farmageddon.
Right. There is a movie called Farmageddon.
It's about how it's impossible to grow and sell raw milk in the United States. But our Farmageddon is really more about bringing together Armageddon as a musical concept and maybe as a historical moment with the positivity of farming. Basically, we feel like you can farm all sorts of things positively. Farming is generally something that generates positivity, generates food, deliciousness. Shouldn't be a damaging thing, it should be a good thing. But then Farmageddon is where it's like kind of in the between, where it could be destructive, but it could be creative.
I did see online that you guys were created or sort of started by or inspired by an all-girl moped gang.
Yeah, it's true. This is
what is that all about? I love this. I think this is awesome.
Some of the moped gangettes were called the Lockets, and it's an all-female moped gang started a couple years ago in San Francisco by myself and three other ladies, and basically the idea was to have like a real gang of real friends that looks out for each other and can ride together through the city. And we are a subsidiary of Treatland, which is another moped gang in San Francisco called the Treats of the Loin. And so basically we're a bunch of girls from Treats that kind of started a splinter gang.
But Treats, the entity, is all about treating, like eating, right, which is important. Once again, Farmageddon, to bring people together over those things like eating.
Okay, so what other bands besides yourself? I like to ask bands this question. Besides yourself, what other bands in your area? And this is San Francisco, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should people be listening to? I love this question.
Hmm.
Well, we have some really good friends that we share part of our name with, called Twin Steps. They're up and coming. They're about a year old also, as we are.
And the drummer from that band is in another band called Religious Girls that is sick.
Super good. Yeah, they hooked us up with the record. We just played a show with them for my birthday. And
what other bands do we like locally?
Two Gallants.
Well, we got a lot of friends that we end up playing with just from being around for a while. And they're people we like to support. But they already got plenty of cred, you know? We need some bands which bands need a little bit more love.
There's a cool new band called Big No that's gonna play at my house.
We'll be right back. I give you another awesome reaction? I just heard reaction.
Go ahead, reaction.
Alright.
See that?
Okay. So good.
And there's nothing, like, when was your first, did you get your first tattoo?
My first tattoo, I was 17 years old, and I had a friend of mine pretend she was my mom, so I can get the fairy on my back.
Uh-huh.
The fairy on my back is crawled in a ball with broken wings, and she's pulling her fucking hair. I'm 22. Deuces.
Pretty fascinating, right?
It's cool.
Cool? Is that really the word you'd use?
Kind of a neat...
Neat thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing to do.
Okay, I have a question.
The weirdest place I ever tattooed? Well, it wasn't the butthole.
I mean, I have trouble going to the gynecologist. I definitely don't want my butthole tattooed.
Second anal tattoo I've ever seen. First one that up close.
Beforehand. I had two guys' names on it.
You think that'll be a trend in tattoos?
Oh, that's going to be a big trend. With the name on it. With the name on it.
That was what she got. She had her
with
boyfriend's
the name. Boyfriend, what did
yes.
I just say? With the name
psychic.
On
psychic.
It.
Thank you. Psychic. Thanks so much.
Dude, it feels so fucking good.
Good.
Thank you. So good.
You're listening to Beneath Everything.
Radio with Ronnie Rucker. And we're Future Twin. Thank you.
This is the part of the show where we answer questions by you, but first I need to, if I can, send this tweet. Did my phone just skip? It did, yeah. Middle motherfucking name. Yeah. We answer questions by you. Mark hit me with the fucking questions. Let's see, where are they at? Okay, first one. Brandon from Chicago wants to know what's the deal with James Ehoff. I don't know what you mean by that, and it's very timely. Thanks, Mark. I think he's cool. I think he's ultimate fucking Japanese. Like, he's got the haircut and shit. You look at him and you go, wow, he's at the forefront of Japanese whatever, which is really the forefront of everything else. Yeah, so I don't know what's up with him. I don't know him personally, so I'm not going to bash on him. I think he's cool, but you really know fucking without him, Smashing Pumpkins, that's why Smashing Pumpkins sucks. Okay, next question. How's the new studio, Paul from Honolulu? It's good. I like it a lot. It's nice and cold in here. It's good location, all that kind of stuff. I love it. Mark is a prick. Fuck you, Mark. Are you serious? Is this all we have? 7, 8, or 9, Misty from Palm Springs, California. I don't know. 9. Okay, so seriously, Mark? Is that all you could come up with? I mean, I know that we've been kind of behind the eight ball without the internet and shit like that, but couldn't you have kind of like, what's the screen, those? Seriously. Whatever. Fuck, dude. Anyways, if you got a question you want us to answer on the show, beneatheverythingradio@gmail.com. That's where you want to send those, or you could hit us up on Twitter. That's @beneathradio. Completely up to you. Completely up to you. I know a lot of you are probably wondering, why do I have my shirt on? Usually by this point of the show, I don't have a shirt on. It just looks like a black shirt from this. But here's the shirt. I'm going to show you this. You know, people like, last week I put on my fucking website the address here. We talked about it on the show, or P.O. Box, you can send a shit. And I got this in the mail. It's from youngyouth.com. They sent this shirt to me. I'm going to wear it here because I'm probably never going to wear it again. Anyways, you check them out at youngyouth.com and use the discount code of YY25 and you could save 25% youngyouth.com. Anyways, every week we play tracks on our blog. We listen to an album every day. We do an album of a day post And during the show, at the end of the week, this show, we like to play a track or two from those picks. This week, though, however, we didn't have internet until today, thank God. And so we weren't able to do that. So we decided we're just going to play more of your requests, because that's what we do. We got a lot of emails asking us what the fuck's going on, because there's nothing on the blog, etc. Well, we didn't have internet, and we sort of just gave up. This is Nude Beach, the track Walking Down My Street. We've got Political Discourse coming up, more of the interview with the Future Twin, and a whole lot more. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh. 1, 2, 3!
Political Discourse, 2012.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
And a bi-weekly update on the electoral college.
Every now and then I'm known to make a mistake. I did not make a mistake with this guy. But I can tell you this, he's going to be the next vice president of the United States.
Political Discourse, 2012.
Okay, good. I love that. So there might be a slight delay here. I'm just going to play it off like there's not.
Okay.
I love this. This is so much fun. This is the internet galore.
Technology,
man. I love it. Fucking gets
electro wilderness.
I love it. You have a muse. I think that's kind of hot. I have an intern. He makes me mad. What is it like to have a muse?
It brings things like this into your life. Here, I'll just do that. You can talk about her. I'll just do psychedelia.
This is a mask, actually, that was made by our muse, Yukako Izo, who makes art under the name Bahama Kangaroo. And also on the back, it has this quote about...
Maybe you can't read that's it. Backwards. It's upside down.
But it says, "Those in authority fear the mask, for their power partly resides in identifying, stamping, and cataloging, and knowing who you are." And this is an excerpt from an essay called "Do-It-Yourself Geopolitics" by Brian Holmes. And
and what does that have to do with Yuka?
So basically, Yuka came with us on a tour, and we made a bunch of these masks and gave them away to people because it was sort of an effort to kind of create a party and like an instigation and a situation all at the same time, and to kind of entice people to cover up their faces and to explore this idea that, you know, the state's ability to identify you is how they can also control you. So if people... sort of
wore silly masks all the time, what's the state going to do?
And then we actually found somebody was talking about Future Twin at some dinner party, a friend told me later, and someone at the dinner party is a lawyer in California, and she said that it's actually illegal to obscure your identity or to obscure your face in a public place in California. And so then I kind of like went and looked that up, and it's true.
That's wild.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just goes to show that...
wearing a silly mask is a good thing to do.
And it's also breaking the law, yeah. And it's...
Kill two birds. Let me try to clarify myself. You guys are putting out some music that's not everybody's doing. I just spoke to a band from Nashville yesterday, and that band, you know, the stuff going on in Nashville is like this really, like, hard guitar-driven kind of rock stuff going on. And you kind of got... I don't want to be wrong here. I hate being wrong. Like a weird psychedelic kind of vibe to it. I don't know if that's the right word.
I think I would say yes.
We call it punkadelic. It's a mixture of punk and funkadelic is an inspiration to our band.
But we're not so funky as we are punky, so punkadelic is kind of like what Funkadelic was doing, but punk.
And then with the psychedelic aspect.
I love it. With that type of vibe, though, I always feel like it's more like, and I hate for this to seem weird, more art related than, you know, that there's like there's an art aspect to rock and roll or to music making. Well, and I get this vibe that with all your art director and the muse, yeah, and all this, it's kind of what's going on.
Am I right? I think so, but I mean, I would say like for me coming into this band, it kind of fit in with what I was already doing before the band in terms of looking at life, looking at all the different kind of creative outputs as various kinds of art. So, you know, my younger years doing graffiti versus newer kind of farming stuff versus playing music of a certain sort in certain contexts. You know, it's not always just the bar rock venue thing. We also are playing art galleries, or we're playing, you know, weird art pool parties. And there's a lot of things about just being around people who are about creating and about contributing to things. That's where I think it's like, it's not just, it's not just because, like, yeah, it's because it's also, for, you know, for other things, for other reasons, but there's all these different kinds of ways of being artistic, so why...
That's pretty awesome. You have an EP out.
Yeah.
It's true. This is the EP. We released it on cassette tape, and it comes with this...
I love you guys. This is too cool. This is right up my alley, I swear.
See, everything, the thing is, patch. It's just like, you know...
Oh, shit.
It's cool. It's cool to be punk, but you gotta try, too.
Right.
Whoa.
That is too cool. I think you guys...
We actually sold out these. The band sold out, but they're still available in stores.
That's still hot. That's super hot.
Independent stores.
That's fucking rad. But you can get it online, though, as well, right? You can get the
MP3.
You can download it online for sure, yeah.
So you have this EP out. You have the 7-inch that we just talked about coming out. Is there a full length or anything in the works?
That would be probably summer 2013 or so.
Is it too cool? You guys are too cool. Shit, masks rock.
Yeah, see, basically right now we're concentrating what we got as a summer singles series. So we have three songs that we're going to be releasing, one a month, just for probably just streaming, just so people can check it out. And then those will be part of the eventual full length, which will probably be sometime next year. And we're hoping to support that with epic tours.
Yeah.
We're talking Japan.
Yeah.
France.
Japan.
Brazil.
Japan.
Hawaii.
Yes.
I don't know.
Hawaii.
You tell us.
Yeah.
Bring us to your place.
Yeah, I think Hawaii is in desperate need of future twin. If you are to make it here to Hawaii, what are the people of Hawaii, what should they expect from your show?
They should expect masks.
Masks, probably.
Lots of color, neon day glow and pastels. Blue and yellow.
And I'll be wearing black.
He'll be wearing a John Avalos shirt.
John Avalos or Mayor.
And sometimes we travel with a bit of a posse. Yuka actually could be with us.
We try to have as much visual elements at the show as possible. So Yuka does projections, and we have other friends who do different sorts of visual elements.
And sometimes there's glitter being eaten and
dispersed,
spat up again through various bodily fluids.
Tweeting again. It's something you got to get used to here beneath everything. Usually, right now, we would go into a trailer for the movie that I watched this week. But like I said over and over again, we haven't had internet for like all week. So, yeah. I did watch a movie, though. I watched this movie called 5-Year Engagement. It was really dumb and long and boring. And I can only guess that the trailer would have been the same. So maybe we lucked out by not even showing you any of it, because we probably would have cut it off. Anyways, I would say if you are looking forward to seeing that movie, wait till it comes on Netflix or whatever service you use. Now, this is the point of the show where we press a button that does this. And I do what's called the buzzkill. This week, yesterday actually,
I went to get some ice cream. That's what I did. And the place that I went to get ice cream is right around the corner from one of my local favorites called Pee Wee Drive-In. And there's a picture of that. That's Pee Wee Drive-In. People in Hawaii know fucking what Pee Wee Drive-In is. I like them a lot. And much to my dissatisfaction, as I passed by their location to get my ice cream, it is now a Subway. It's gone. It's like something that's been here my whole life, and it's now gone. I did a little research, and, you know, it wasn't the recession or anything like that. It was a family-owned business that passed from one family to another, and the last family running it was doing it for 10 years or whatever. And they were just old, and they just couldn't do it no more, so they just thought, let's make some money. I cannot stress that I'm down with that. I understand that. I cannot fault them for that. But what I can fault Subway for is turning it into a fucking Subway, because it should be a landmark or whatever, and it really bugs the shit out of me, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I just hope it's not fucking bad. Anyways, fuck you, Subway. I'm never going to eat any of your fucking sandwiches ever again, and I'm going to tell everybody I know never to eat it. Fuck you, Subway, and fuck you if you think the president being black is bad. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. He's going to be black for the next 4 years, too. All up in your motherfucking face, you fucking bigots. Let's just move on. If you have... want to send us something, via snail mail. There you go. Beneath everything, PO Box 37981, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96837. Send us your shit. And if you're over there listening to us on Rip Radio right now, shout out to you. And if you were on Stitcher listening, shout out to you as well. I appreciate you guys taking the time to subscribe to the show, etc. We are pressed for time. Let's get into more music. This is the music block. More of the interview with Future Twin. Cool Cats, this is Black Moth Super Rainbow. You're beneath everything. And I'm still a motherfucking running record. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Unicorns, are they overrated?
Yes. Yes. But that's only because people don't know the real unicorns.
I agree.
You know, and people giving shout outs to unicorns, but they don't know the real
unicorns. Who are the real unicorns?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
If you don't know, you don't know, right?
I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'm totally on that tip. There's a lot of unicorn dropping left and right, and I think a lot of people don't know what's really up. Your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Manhattan.
Oh, in a really big glass. I'm partial to Jameson and ginger ale mixed together.
But you also like those frou-frou drinks.
Yes.
Sweet tea and
sweet tea vodka is pretty good. Homemade sweet tea vodka goes really well with boiled peanuts.
Homemade apricot kernel liqueur, courtesy of my friend Rebecca. That's the shit.
Have you ever been so drunk you fell down?
Yes. Actually, one time, somewhat, well, maybe this was like back in the fall. I forget. I think I was sad about something, and I was working on these tapes with another friend of ours named Heather Jarabek, who is also in Big No, the band we mentioned. She's sort of known as San Francisco's modern oracle, and she came up with this like yellow paint with the eye design, and she was helping us do this. So I had this bottle of Patron that I had bought, and for some reason we didn't drink it, and then I brought it to Heather's house when we were working on these tapes, and I guess I drank a whole lot, and then I blacked out, and then later she told me that we were like trying to get into this bar because we wanted to give them these photos that we had gotten for them, and it was locked, and I was like rattling the gate, and I was like, I can hear music in there, I know they're home. And then I fell down next to this fire hydrant, and she told me that I like used the fire hydrant to get back up, and then I like patted it and said thank you. So at least I was a polite blackout.
I would ask you, what's the weirdest thing about you guys?
Ooh, the weirdest thing about polyamory.
That's not so weird, is it?
Not so weird.
That's not so weird, but if that's the weirdest, then you're doing pretty good.
Well, the weirdest thing about me is something I would probably never tell.
Fair enough, fair enough.
After about a year of hanging out with Jean, I don't think she's got a lot of weird going on. She's got unique.
Unique, yeah.
Not weird.
I agree. Favorite curse word?
Fuck me in the goat ass. I guess it's not a word, but I mean.
Phrase is fine.
Is Vieci dupa stara piana gapa, which is Polish.
Nice. But she doesn't know what it means. It's just bad.
But it's my favorite.
Sounds good. Where can people find you online?
FutureTwin.com.
That's the one.
Are you guys, do you have presence anywhere else online? Or is that basically it?
We're on Bandcamp. SoundCloud.
You can also find us at
Facebook, Twitter.
You can also find us at San Francisco Urban Agriculture Alliance.com, SFUAA.com. You can also find us at SarahJeanYaste.com. You can also find us at what is that other one?
You just pronounced my name wrong.
Take I like Yaste better. TakeBackTheTract.com. There's a lot of good websites for us.
Is there anything you would like to tell the world before I let you go?
Support independent musicians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And artists.
Make everything art. And that way nothing will be art. Nothing will be overpriced. Nothing will be ugly or gentrified or boring. Get rid of that. Concentrate on what's good.
And dematerialization.
Recalculate!
I'm recalculating!
Thank you.
Super Rainbow, fucking Music Block, You're Beneath Everything. We got another track to go, but before we get into that, remember the full interview is on YouTube. You can find it on our blog, beneatheverything.com. Remember that every track that we play is picked by you guys, so get your requests in. If you're a band out there and you want to submit a track to the show, you can do that there as well. Don't forget, next week on the show, Miami Punk Rockers Pool Party, really fun interview. You guys are not going to want to miss this. Let's get into the last track. It's Trash Talk, their track Burn Alive off their album Awake. I'm Ronnie Rucker. Enjoy. We'll catch you on the other side of this, hopefully. Beneath Everything. Had a couple minutes to go. It was Trash Talk with their track Burn Alive off their album Awake. We played the Black Moth Super Rainbow Music Block. I guess rest in peace, Pee Wee Drive-In, Fuck You Subway. Don't go see the movie that we watched, The 5-Year Engagement. We played tracks by you, picked by you, Liars, Nude Beach, Black Lips, James Iha, and a lot more. Remember, we're on every week here on Alelo, Channel 52 at 12:30 a.m. right after my favorite show, Shaka Talk. If you're listening to the podcast right now, every Friday, you can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Stitcher, you can find us on the RIP Radio Network, fuck, all over the place. Search us out. make it easy on yourself. Go to beneatheverything.com and you'll get everything that we got for you there. It's all free. Absolutely free. Once again, shout out to Young Youth Clothing for hooking me up with this shirt. And all of you that spent that second or two making tweets to be on TV with me. Follow us on Twitter at Beneath Radio. I'll catch you guys next week. Have a good one. It was fun. Hope you have fun too. Peace.
If you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
That's so sad. Okay, she should play some music.